Well, without further ado, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our first speaker. Chris, come on up. I'm Chris, alcoholic. To honor that that you asked me to participate in our recovery, I've been relapsing in and out of this program for 40 years, and this is the first time that anybody's or that I've ever been asked to speak, and that's an honor. I thought about what I would tell you or share with you. I didn't write it down. I didn't go into detail because I didn't want to get all into myself. Because today it's about you. My sobriety date is February 8th, 2016. And as I say that, you know, I've been chronic relapser for 40 years. And this is where I got sober. This is my support. Some of the people I acknowledge from way back when is like Christina from Detox, my sponsor Jim, some of you that came and saw us at Detox. I'm a product of Detox twice. I finally heard what I needed to hear. Christina's a big part of my recovery. I owe a lot to her. I'm a Santa Barbara native, like ninth generation Santa Barbara, and I come from a family of drinkers, you know. And I knew my dad's side were drinkers, and I never really realized my mom's side was drinkers too. They were just a different kind of class of drinkers. They were just like, they weren't gutter kind of drinkers like my dad's side of the family. So my background in alcoholism is like, I should be here. You know, if I wasn't here, as in if I wasn't an alcoholic, well, I'm sure there's plenty of other problems I would have had, because I have them anyway. But I just couldn't get sober. I couldn't stay sober. I couldn't stop drinking. So when you tell me that you just can't, when you raise your hand and you say that you've had a relapse, and you say you just can't stop drinking, I understand. I understand. I could not stay sober. I could not stop drinking more than 2 hours at a time, maybe an hour at a time, because physically it became impossible. Physically. To have a blood alcohol of like 0.45 and 0.48 and all that was nothing to me. And the doctors in the emergency room would say, you know, Mr. Garcia, how can you? And I says, well, I've got a high tolerance, man. So it's medically imperative that I do not drink, okay? And just briefly, what happened is I came up here after a second relapse, after the last relapse, I came up here, and I heard what my sponsor Jim said, you know, about that it's not about drinking anymore, it's about life, you know, and I could dig on that, man. And for all those years, it was just going like, you know, I didn't hear that. I didn't claim that. I didn't understand that. It didn't hit me. And finally, one day, I was sitting over here where Tony or Mario was sitting, and it just went, wow. The bell finally went off, folks. You know, I finally heard it. I'll back up, you know. I was in a relationship with my partner for about 15 years, and I knew that if I stayed in Santa Barbara, if I went back, that I would continue drinking, okay? He wasn't a drinker. In fact, he's a normie. But the dynamics of the relationship, you know, and that hurt a lot. That hurt a lot to leave that relationship. It still does, because now I'm in the process of just moving forward with my own life, with my own life. And it hurts. But you know, there comes a time when we say, okay, I'll take the hurt because I'm learning how to live, you know? And I'm not depending on anybody no more, you know? I'm a big boy now. I don't need you to pay my bills with my money, you know? Why? I don't know. I don't understand that either, man. You know, here's my credit, here's my debit card. Can you pay my car insurance for me, please? There's nothing to it, Chris. You know, so what I'm doing here today is I come to a meeting at least once a day, sometimes two, sometimes three. If it's a three meeting a day kind of deal, how rich is that, man? Qué rico, you know? I mean, I can put down my chariada for a minute and come here, you know? I finally understood what don't drink or use no matter what means, you know? And it means that, you know? How simple is that, but how hard is it to do? You just, if mom dies, you don't drink. If the car gets, you know, impounded, you don't drink. If the old lady leaves, you don't drink. If the old man leaves, you don't drink. If you lose your job, you don't drink. If you get diagnosed with something, you don't drink. You just don't. And I didn't get that for a long time. You know, I finally got this at 58, at 55 years old. I'll be 59 in a couple months. My life has just begun, man. And how fucking outrageous is that, man? You know? I can walk. You know, I saw today something, some of you that see me on Facebook, I showed something, I saw a picture today of when I was down at the hospital in West LA, at the VA hospital. What happened is I wandered away from the hospital because I was too loaded on Ativan because I was having seizures from alcohol withdrawal. And I got assaulted, broke my hip and broke my femur. And I had to learn how to walk with a little, like a little viejito, you know, like that. And then I, you know, and I saw this picture, and it's just like, whoa, you know? Whoa, now I'm riding a bike, you know, I can walk, you know? Talk about some freaking humility. Talk about being humble. There was a time that I could shit in my bed. You know? Now at least I can get up and go to the bathroom. You know, I know that that might sound a little vulgar, but it's the truth, man. It's the truth. So, I come to a meeting every day. I remain humble. I remain teachable. I remain... I have some respect for humility in my life today. That's a big one. I was flying a little too high for a long time, you know. I give back. I don't look down on you. If I look down on you, it's to help you pick you up. I don't believe in that, you know, it's better you than me bullshit. No. No. When I was a helicopter nurse in the military, they taught us, if you go down, first thing you do is you look for your soldiers. You know, you don't run. You pick up your soldiers. You find your soldiers. And you are my soldiers. And I am your soldier. You go down, I pick you up. I go down, you pick me up. This is how this works. You know, I remain coming here. Every day is a new day. Sometimes I get a little further into the day before I realize that I didn't say thank you to God. And then I do. If you're struggling today, ask for some help. You know, This room is rich in love, you know? How cool is that? This room is rich. You know, we get some people with some new recovery, and I dig on that because that's new ideas, and that is being humble right there. I see some old timers in here. Billy, I remember Billy from Santa Barbara from way back when, the Alana Club. And that's knowledge. But I think what surrounds all of it is the love that we have and patience and or tolerance that we all have, you know. So that's my spiel, and I'm Chris, an alcoholic. And again, it's an honor that you asked me. Thanks.
All right, let's give Chris another round.